So my tip of the week is just pick up the phone. So this is something that I've done this week that has stood me in great stead for my future career, has really helped me out. I've got a big important meeting, but it's also the thing that got me started in my career in the first place. I think these days, because of technology, people are too prone to rely on technology as a form of communication, which is obviously great. Emails are a brilliant way of communicating with a lot of people at the same time. They're also a great way of summarising what you've talked about and to make sure that you've got a written record of conversations. However, nothing beats that kind of human contact still. And certainly you can cover an awful lot of ground with a telephone call, but also you can communicate so much more directly because obviously in an email, people can misconstrue what words mean. So times when I have really found this useful in my career have just really been negotiation times. One time I found this really useful when I first started working at Heat magazine. We had this big whiteboard on the wall where we wrote down the names of all the celebrities that we wanted to interview. And we kind of went down the list, sort of carving up who was going to chase which particular agent, PR celebrity. And right at the bottom of the list, obviously, was Madonna, because she is the Holy Grail as far as interviews are concerned. So as we were going down the list, people were taking on particular celebrities based on their contact with their PRs and the relationships. And then you could see everyone sort of like starting to fidget and turn away as we got further down the board. And then Mark, who's the editor, said, right, who's going to take on Madonna? And there was tumbleweed, you know, down the middle of the office. Everyone was sitting on their hands. There was probably silence for a good couple of minutes. And I just thought, oh, sod this, I'll do it. And I stuck my hand up. And I did that because I just thought, I hate being scared of this. I hate the fact that I'm intimidated by calling up someone's PR, which is just a phone call. It can't be that hard, can it? And before I had time to lose my nerve, I picked up the telephone to Barbara Sharone, who is Madonna's UK publicist. She's a fierce character with a fierce reputation. And I just said, hello, I'd like to interview Madonna, please. I literally put it as simply as that. And Barbara started laughing because I'd just been so ridiculously naive and straightforward about it. But it started up a conversation that then, actually, do you know what? Didn't end up with me interviewing Madonna. You know, I still yet to this day to get that interview. However, what it did was it took away my fear, and it also built this brilliant relationship with one of the most powerful publicists in the UK. And cut to a couple of years after that, I was rolling around her living room floor, blind drunk, after she had taken me to have dinner with Cher. I can't believe I was once so intimidated that I didn't want to pick up the telephone to her. And it's a brilliant illustration of what you can actually get out of just, you know, making connection with somebody. And so I think it's just really, really important these days for people not to fall back on the really easy solution, because it is scary picking up a telephone. It is scary having that confrontational telephone call, but God, you feel so much better once you've done it, but you get so much further on. So this week, I probably got a meeting that would have taken me 2 years to get to had I sort of waited to be introduced naturally to a very powerful, influential person. And I just thought, you know, the quickest way to get what I want is to pick up the telephone. An email's going to end up in a PA's inbox and it's never going to go any further. And it's, you can sell yourself so much better, you know, in a telephone call than you can in an email, because I think you spend so much time labouring over what to write. In actual fact, you lose all the spirit and the uniqueness of what you can get across in a phone call. So what I learned from calling Barbara, I think, was that people's reputations quite often are not as fierce as the reality. But everyone loves to scare and dramatise characters. I really found that when I watched the September issue, which is the movie all about Vogue magazine. So Anna Wintour, who's the editor of Vogue, has this incredibly fierce reputation for being very icy, very cold, and actually being so aloof that she doesn't allow people to talk to her. That reputation precedes her and has been something that people have believed for a really long time. The great thing about watching the September issue for me was I saw that some of that was true. I saw that she was cold, she was very direct. However, what I also learned from watching her and being able to contextualise the things that she said was I just saw that she knew what she wanted, and she was very direct, and she's a very, very good editor because she didn't allow anyone else's opinions to influence her, which other people have obviously in the past interpreted as being rude and dramatised to create this dragon-like character, when in actual fact she's just good at her job. And I think that that happens an awful lot with very powerful people. They, in order to get to the top have probably had to make some very tough decisions along the way, and as a result upset people, and reputations get formed and rumours start, and in actual fact those rumours are generally untrue. After I was about 3 or 4 years into my career, I decided that I would like to up my game, I suppose. I was working for a teen magazine called Sugar, and which was very successful. I was actually having a really great time. But there was this big company called EMAP, as it was known at the time, which is a company I work for now. They had got a great reputation for being the creative place to be. They had the best talent, the best titles. And I wanted to make myself known to them. So I picked up the telephone and went through to the switchboard and asked to speak to Ian Birch, who was the creative director of the company at the time, the job I have now, and asked him if I could come and have a coffee with him. 12 months later, I had a job at EMAB. Work is work. It is not like a relationship. There is no chemistry. There is no magic. You have to go out there and make it happen for yourself. And there's no point being shy or retiring about it. It's about your career. It's about the money you earn. And it's about the money that you take home to fund your life. You have to be tough about it. And you have to be really clear that making phone calls is just part, you know, to either further your career or to fulfill an ambition. It is something only you can do. No one's going to do it for you because they like you. You have to build your own reputation, and the best way to do that is to make as many contacts as you can, and not be intimidated by technology. It's not to be intimidated, really, and to just be really focused about what you want and to work out how the best way to get that is. So to sum it all up, my tip of the week is to forget about email and just pick up that phone.